Time now on the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Any point pregame during the game, Tom, could you tell that something was just a little bit off yesterday?
Yeah, you could tell. When they got their second goal, we just couldn't muster up a lot of offense. And, it showed. I think the scoring chances were 13-13, and we only had five scoring chances, 5-on-5. So it just tells you, again, we didn't get to the inside very good.
Anything a coach can do when you sense something isn't quite right?
You know what? You just obviously try to motivate the guys to get going and move their feet, try to be physical, try to get to the net, try to shoot the puck, try to manufacture any type of offense you can. That's all you do is you just obviously just try to encourage those types of things. But, you know, sometimes, again, the other team has something to say about it. Sometimes you just don't have it for whatever it's worth. And it was tough for us, Schultz, when we were down 2-0.
You can choose whatever adjective you want here, but I'll choose flat. If you come out flat, it's pretty easy to say, well, you didn't have a pregame skate yesterday because you played at 1:30 in the afternoon. Is there anything you can do to replicate a pregame skate when you don't have one?
But again, Schultz, they don't have one either. I mean, that's how I look at things. I don't get too worried about all that stuff. You know, when everything's even, it's even. And, some teams don't even do pregame skates. So I think all those things, again, it's... You get into a routine. We have a routine, but it's a 137 game, so now our routine is broken, but their routine is broken. So again, to me, all that stuff is irrelevant.
I don't want this to sound like an excuse, but it's got to be hard to play when there's only a couple hundred people in the stands. What was it like on the bench?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I told the guys yesterday, you can't worry about what's going on outside the glass. Just worry about what's going on inside the glass. And that's all I was worried about inside the glass. I didn't look up once and, look at the crowd. Once the puck drops, you're pretty focused on what the task is at hand and what's going on inside the glass. And I can't speak for the guys, but I hope that was, what they were doing. I mean, they were the ones who were playing. They were the ones who were competing. And, so again, I didn't look once up in the stand and say, holy moly, there's only a couple hundred fans here.
What did go right?
Well, I mean, I don't know if really anything really went right. It's not like a ton of things went wrong. It was an awful vanilla game. And there just wasn't a lot happening for both teams. And, they ended up on a couple miscues by us in the first period. They get a 2-0 lead. Other than that, we had a few scoring chances. They had a few scoring chances. But the play was basically... it was just a kind of a probably, you can attest, it was probably a pretty boring game. There wasn't a lot of physicality. There wasn't a lot of scoring chances. And that's why you have to have a lead in games like this.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return to the Medusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Medusa Pregame Show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Phil Marinaccio scored. He was also 8-0 in the faceoff circle. To me, that faceoff stat is a lot more impressive than scoring a goal. You agree?
Absolutely. I mean, that's where you start your possession, Schultz. And Phil's good on the dot right there, mostly, again, on his on the right dot where he's left-handed. He's good on his backhand.
First period, they took it to you. Was that brought up in the intermission?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question. I mean, again, I said it on the post-game report last night, Schultz. We get those two goals, I mean, obviously they were preventable goals, but there was other things that happened beyond the goals that people don't look at. There was a couple hustle plays that if we would have recovered properly and got to our spots, even though there was there was some miscues, if we would have recovered properly, those goals never would have went in. So everybody has a job to do, and it's always easy to look at one guy and say, if this would have happened, what they wouldn't have scored. But there's also another result. There's a cause and effect, and everybody has to do their job when they're on the ice right there. And I just felt again that those goals could have been prevented, just by getting back to the slot properly. If you get back to the slot fast, you've got numbers in front of the net. There's a good chance again. There's never going to be a goal.
Is it even more important on Olympic size ice to get back to the house?
Yes, it is, Schultze, because again, it's easy. It's easy to stand around, and it's easy to spectate and watch on Olympic ice because it is such a big ice sheet. And whenever somebody's going after a loose puck, they seem like they're about a mile away. So you're exactly right. It is very easy to probably get flat-footed and probably a little complacent a little bit on big ice.
With the proliferation of sports networks on TV right now, people see a lot of coaches yelling and screaming at their teams. You see it a lot in college basketball. Take the listeners inside your video session today. What was it like?
We didn't have much of a video session today, Schultz. All I did is I showed the penalty killers a few things, and really they were more positive things than anything. And Wint showed the power play a few things, and that was about all it was. A lot of it is, again, just making sure that we're prepared. It was a 137 game, so the last thing you want to do is bog your guys down with watching a lot of video right now.
Dylan McCrory played yesterday, just his second game. He didn't dazzle me, but I didn't think he played that bad, did he?
No, not at all. Dylan's got a little skill, and he showed some of that skill yesterday. He made some plays, and he shoots the puck well. So, no, I was very happy with Dylan's play.
Any lineup changes?
Nope. We're going to go with what we did yesterday.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.